get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
You are indeed. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning here, heading into the weekend. Just a few more hours and it'll be the weekend. We're looking forward to that as always. Listen, this time of year, you know, one of the key hallmarks of this time of year, not only moving into summer, but also kids getting out of school and heading into their summer vacations. I know for my kids, today's a half day, the last day of school before we head into summer. They're excited about that. Also feeling a little bittersweet, actually. You know, they look forward to this day all year through the school year, counting the days down, marking them off the calendar. And here we are, and all of a sudden, each of my kids, anyway, said, you know, it's a little sad to be saying goodbye to my friends and to be moving on and saying goodbye to my teacher. How about yours, Kristen?
Yeah, the same. The same. They, you know, just like yours, they wait all school year to get to this day. And then I promise you, within an hour, somebody's going to say, I'm bored.
Right. I'm bored.
I'm bored.
Right, of course. Well,
I need something to do.
They need something to do. And who do they lean on for something to do? Their parents, of course. And it brings up a question. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal. I want to discuss this and ask you guys how you feel about it. Mark, you've been successful in bringing up a successful young man. You did something right, Mark. And
I think it was my wife.
And then some. Right, of course. Of course it was. And Kristen, you too. And I'm in the you and I are both in the process of still moving our kids along the path to success in life. And the article in the Wall Street Journal that caught my eye is one about helicopter parents now even showing up in the workplace, intervening in their kids' lives, even to the extent where they're intervening at the workplace, getting involved in their kids', you know, job experiences and so on, work experiences. First, helicopter parents, you guys have heard the term.
Right, and, it's an overprotective parent
exactly.
Who's like excessively involved in their child's life. Yeah,
right. All right, a helicopter, because they tend to hover their child's life and get involved in every aspect of it. And it's tempting as a parent, or it's not even like a choice. It's like a visceral reaction. As parents, of course we care about our kids' well-being. And it seems that life is more complicated than ever these days. And our knee-jerk reaction is to want to help them through the problems. And that's okay to an extent, but the question becomes, what's too much? When should you intervene? When should you get involved? And when should you let them figure it out on their own? Even if it's painful for you as a parent to see them go through that, they need to go through those kinds of things in order to grow and to be able to then look out and fend for themselves in life later on, right?
Agreed.
Agreed. So have you felt that tension, Kristen? I know I have. Between, you know, seeing your child going through a challenging moment and saying, let me step in, I can remove some of the pain here and handle this for Susie or Tommy or whoever it may be.
Yeah. Oh, agreed. And I mean, our kids are younger, so they're, you know, it's a little bit different. But the article specifically is speaking about
the workplace,
kind of college, post-college.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so much so, parents are now calling their child's employer to ask for their kids' days off of work for them. I mean, what you're not doing your kid a service by calling on behalf of Joey saying, hey, my son needs off of this and this day, you know, for scheduling purposes. Your son can't do that. He got the job. This blows my mind. I this is
that it's
bizarre.
Going that far.
Yeah.
Right. So the article points out that parents are, as you say, calling and asking bosses for day. They're literally almost like a manager running the child's work experiences.
Yeah, like their own agent.
Like their own agent. That's the way to say it. Good. Right. Exactly. Like an agent. But it says, you know, anxious parents are even filling out job applications for their kid. They're appearing at interviews.
Yeah.
Literally, you should hire my son or my daughter because they're so great. They're mediating work conflicts and so on. Where do you draw the line? It's a tough call as a parent, certainly when your child is beyond, say, the college years or the high school years and entering young adulthood. Maybe that's the place where you draw the line. You just have to say it's time for them to learn how to do it on their own. And they need to do it on their own in order to be able to be equipped to handle a lot more to come of this kind of thing throughout the rest of life, right?
Right. You're doing them a disservice. They need to build resiliency. They need to be self-reliant. And if you're constantly, you know, doing it for them, they're not learning that skill.
Yeah. Right. It's tough as a parent. Do you feel that tension, that anxiety where you literally take one step forward to intervene in something in your child's life, but you then have to pull yourself back?
Yeah.
Because you know it's in their best interest to let them work through it.
Right.
You know, whether it's a conflict with a friend, whatever it may be. Well, someone who does it right, like she does in all things in life, right? Anne Thomas, would you describe yourself?
I'm so guilty of this.
Okay, there you go. Yes, yes. By the way, Anne, I'm not talking about Paul. I'm talking about your kids.
I'm guilty all the way around. Right, let's just put it that way. You know, when my son went to Michigan State, we went to the parent orientation, and they literally said to us, "Now get in your helicopters and drive away."
Oh, that's funny. That's great. Fly away. Right. Right. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Fly away. Exactly. I thought that was great advice, and it's true, you know.
Didn't take it, though, Anne.
Interesting topic.
Yeah.
I did. I just think that this is a big deal. I think that we do have a tendency to do that nowadays. I think it's something we should really think about. It's not great for the kids at all.
It's not great for the kids. And then the opposite is not great for us as parents, right?
That's the tension. Right, it's stressful for us. We need to get out of that.
All right.
We don't belong doing that. Now, this morning, Sean is in for Paul. And, of course, we are going to be talking about this Donald Trump indictment. Big news overnight.
Wow. Federal indictment. First time a U.S. president, I believe, is at a federal indictment, right?
Yes, yes. Matthew Schneider will join us, U.S. attorney, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. So stay tuned. Interesting morning.
Wow. Wow. It's just politics is crazy these days. No doubt about that. Never a dull moment. Looking forward to your coverage of that and more. Anne and Sean coming up next on the Paul W. Show right here on WJR.